T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. I'm here to tell you, Rob, that sometimes this job is a thankless one. Long days, hard nights, tough manual labor. Today's one of those days. Somebody has to come in and do the last 14 minutes of this show. It's got to be me. This is my destiny, Rob. This is why I was put on this earth, to fill time. That's what I do better than anybody. So that's what we're going to do here over the next 14 minutes. I appreciate you listening. Let's go to the phone line, Double J. Double J, if you are willing to hold on for 39 minutes to talk Royals baseball today, I'll take anybody's call. Double J, go ahead, my friend. Double J, you there? Not off to a good start today, Rob. Not off to a good start today. My man was on hold for 38 minutes. You know what, Rob? See if Roy's on the phone. If you're willing to hold to talk Royals baseball, I'll take your phone call today. The Royals have been swept by the Tigers twice. Not one time. They've been swept twice by the Tigers. If you sat through that game potentially in the hot sun, you then picked up your phone, used your daytime minutes to call up to this radio station, we're taking it. Rob, take this phone call right now, the person calling. We'll take it. Somebody said, let's talk NBA. We ain't talking NBA right now. If you want to talk Royals after what we just saw, I'm here to take your calls. How dare Vern leave you on hold? Roy, go ahead, my friend.
Hi there, I'm Roy Rockwell.
Hey, Roy.
Who pitches tomorrow? I mean, on Friday for the Royals.
That is Jackson Coar.
Okay, and also, do you know what the Boston Red Sox record is?
I do not know off the top of my head. I can find it for you, though. They are 41-27.
Oh, no. They are good.
They are very good.
Well, let's hope that the Royals can sweep them.
I certainly hope they can sweep them, Roy, and I appreciate the phone call. I don't think they're going to sweep the Boston Red Sox, but I've been wrong before. Now, it don't happen very often in which I'm wrong, but it can happen. Dan and KCK, how's it going today, Dan?
Hey, Carrington, it's nice to finally talk to you. I'm doing pretty good. I think the Royals will turn around. They'll sweep the Red Sox. And who do you think will win the Sixers-Hawks game tonight? I think the Sixers will win. What do you think?
I appreciate the phone call. I'm not talking NBA today. I'm not doing... Rob, text line. We got tomorrow to talk NBA. You guys think tomorrow after the Royals lost to the Tigers that we're talking about the Royals the whole day? No. It's not going down tomorrow. I'm here to tell you that now. Oh, tomorrow is going to be a hashtag talk sports day on the text line. I'm telling you that now. Because if you think I'm coming into work on a beautiful summer day to talk Royals baseball for 4 hours, you crazy. That's what I'm here telling you. Somebody said, that guy treated you like you were information 411. I'm not here to poke fun at anybody. Are these phone calls fake? These people are you. I'm doing the talking right now. You think I have the ability to hear them talk and talk to you at the same time? Don't blame me. Like any good leader, you got to delegate. That's Rob's job. That's Rob's job. If you want to call and talk Royals, I'm taking it today. I'm not talking no NBA. We're not talking any NFL. We're not talking any fun. We're talking Royals baseball until 5:54 is when I got to get off the air. The text line said, Kevin Durant just had an all-time performance last night and you're on the air giving out time and temperature. Somebody's got to do it. And that person's me. Rob, this is the setup. What are you doing? I don't know. You ask good questions. I'm here taking calls. We got full phone lines today.
If this was a setup, I would have played Le'Veon Bell's rap. Come on now. We know.
You know I never open up the phone lines like this. If you watch that Royals game, you are entitled to come on the show today. Entitled to come on the show. The rating's already clear for me, baby. It don't matter these last 15 minutes. I'm having fun, Rob. Caleb, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Caleb.
Man, I got one question for you, man. Like, when are we going to, like, face the facts that the Royals are always doing good at the end of the game? And then when they going to finally come back or when they going to continue that? They always do good at the end of the game, but they can't finish nothing. Or they can start off hot, and then all of a sudden they go cold. When we going to face the facts, I've yet to hear anybody even talk about that, man. Like, the Royals are always starting off cold or they start off hot, and all of a sudden they just go on a cold streak. And then, like, they may start off cold, and then at the end of the, like, towards the end of the game, they start off hot. And then, but they can't finish it. When are we going to talk about that? Like, I'm tired of seeing the Royals doing good, but then all of a sudden they lose, man. It's the same thing over and over and over again.
I appreciate the phone call, Caleb. Caleb, one thing that should keep you warm at night is the Royals are going to get really hot in late September. That should, if you're disappointed with how the Royals are playing right now, and I get it. I get you being disappointed in how the Royals are playing. I get it. I get it. Just think, come September 17th through the rest of the season, the Royals are going to be the best team in baseball. You know what I want to suggest tomorrow, Rob? The Royals have an off day tomorrow, right?
Correct.
We're not going to talk a second of Royals baseball tomorrow on this show. Not a second. And Rob, I want to make this promise. In the times in which we would normally talk about the Royals, we'll open it up to the text line and we'll let them pick random topics and we'll talk about that instead of talking about the Royals. I think tomorrow all of us could use a day off from the Royals. On Friday, I'm happy to come back. On Friday, we could save our big Royals. Because believe me, I got Royals thoughts and opinions. You guys might not like all of those Royals thoughts and opinions, but I got them. But that's what we'll do tomorrow. Our plan tomorrow, Rob, is going to be when we normally would talk Royals, we'll open it up to the text line and we'll call the segment Anything But the Royals. We'll talk about anything else over the next 10 to 15 minutes aside from the Royals. Whatever you want us to talk about. You want us to talk about who has the best pecan pie in the city. I'll Google it and we'll talk about it.
I mean, I can tell you the answer to that right now. No one. They're all terrible.
That's what we'll do tomorrow. I promise. You have, now that I'm thinking about it, you have my word tomorrow. We will not talk a second of Royals baseball. Friday, we'll be back and we'll have a normal, regularly scheduled show. And I do have Royals opinions. I do have Royals opinions. But somebody said taxes. Absolutely. I got a guy that does my taxes out in Lee's Summit. Amazing. So, yeah, I'm here to do it. Someone said, is this what KC sounds like? I mean, who do you think is calling this radio show? You think we're getting guys in from Des Moines? No, it's you guys calling. The text line and the callers, you guys are the same people. I know you guys like to treat it like it's the Hatfield and the McCoys. No, you are part of the same tribe. Rob, put these people, if you call, but while I'm on the air, I'm taking your phone call. I don't care what you have to talk about. I don't care. Brett, how's it going today? You can talk about whatever.
You know what? Jackson Kolar is not starting Friday. It's very apparent from what Mike said. And I don't know who will be. It ain't one of our regular starters because they all suck. I mean, they can't get a strikeout to save their life. And they can't get a double play to save their life. I mean, yeah, we get Mondesi back. That's great. Who else do we have? Jorge ain't hitting nothing. Salvi's hitting for the fence right now again. Santana, he's good. But what else we got?
Brett, I hate to tell you, but the answer right now is nothing, is the answer to what you're saying. The answer is nothing. The Royals are back to, I mean, to get swept multiple times this series from the Tigers is a low that I didn't think we were going to feel. Text line 913-576-7610. When does one of the players call for a players-only meeting? Tomorrow should be the players-only meeting. Absolutely tomorrow. How about 4 hours of Mondesi talk? I would just take off tomorrow. I would take off. If I told you guys how much sick time I've accrued over working here for as long as I've been here, you guys would question why I'm here today. I very easily could have got an upset stomach today, but I wanted to be here with you, the people. Tomorrow, I can't do it. I'm at my wit's end. Tomorrow, instead of Royals takes, can we talk about who has the best smoked meats and rub recipes? We might do that tomorrow. We might do that tomorrow. We can't get smoke and fire tomorrow? We can do that. We can really make this a Kansas City day, 100% tomorrow. That's what we should do tomorrow. You know what we should do tomorrow? We should have a guest from every one of the other local teams but the Royals tomorrow. That's what we should do tomorrow. We'll have a KU guest, a K-State guest, a Missouri guest. We'll talk about every team specifically other than the Royals tomorrow. That's going to be our day. We're not talking Royals today. That's going to be our thing tomorrow. I've already prepped the show today, just... I haven't wrote any notes down today. I'm here just talking to you guys. I'm actually really enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying it too. John, you called into the drive. John, you there?
I'm here. You there?
I'm here. Go ahead, John.
I think one thing we got to do, the manager's got to look in the mirror tonight and think about some of his decisions. You go clear back to when they started that 11-game losing streak. Jacob Junis was a starter, and he wasn't terrible. He was as good as anything we've got starting right now. And then they send him to the bullpen and bring the rookie up. And that's when things started falling apart. And I really think that our manager, he needs to look in the mirror and think about some of the decisions he's making. We got, here we bring Dozier in to bat, pinch hit, batting, what, .150? And we got other players out there that's batting a lot under .200. And we just keep them in the lineup. I mean, we got to make some changes with them things.
I understand, John. I do agree they need to make some changes. I will say this. Some of the problems we are seeing with the Royals, they precede Mike Matheny. Someone said, will you talk Bitcoin tomorrow? I am not joking. Tomorrow we will do a segment in which we will talk about whatever you guys want to talk about as long as it's not the Royals. I mean, I want to be honest with you guys here. Let me take this phone call. Vincent, you're the last caller. You're the last person on hold. Go ahead, Vincent. I was going to talk, but I want you to talk first.
See that. First of all, let me just tell you, I love your show. I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
I love it. I want to talk Royals, because you know what it is now? What we really need to be talking about is what? We're going to be buyers or sellers. Obviously, it's not buyers, because, you know, the All-Star game is right around the corner, so who are we selling? Because we should be used to this, Kansas City. The only thing different is the Royals got off to a hot start, and what do we think? Oh, we might have something, but we don't have it. In 2014, we had it. What, those players got together, they fired the hitting coach, right? George Brett got in there, got in their face, taught them how to hit. They had that leadership. We thought we had it with Santana, but he's the one man on the team. He can't do it by himself. This team's just not ready yet. So, see that. Who are we selling at the All-Star break?
Vincent, I appreciate the phone call. I think Josh Steinmount's probably the most valuable piece that they have. Mike Minor also would be somebody. Danny Duffy would have some value if he was healthy. He's just not healthy right now. Those would be the names at the top. Tomorrow, you have my word. We will not talk about the Royals at all. Someone said, can we talk former Royals tomorrow? We are not talking Royals baseball on the drive from 2 to 6 tomorrow. If you want Royals talk, there are other places that are doing it. We ain't doing it tomorrow. It's the drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.